Hello, everybody. I know why you're listening. You want to hear how others are changing the game where they work, where they live, and where they play.
Exactly.
But it resonates immediately. What does it mean to you how to look real naked?
Like you said in the beginning, it's about transparency. Mm-hmm. And I think the title was very intentional because mm-hmm. a lot of times when we think about God or we think about spirituality, we think about religion.
Mm-hmm.
But how to look real naked is not about religion. It's about a relationship.
It is.
And that's what a lot of people are missing in their lives.
Yes.
So it gets you into action. It kills procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
Procrastination kills dreams.
Yes.
And it kills the will of God being performed in someone's life.
Mm.
You have to be in action.
The power of the human body, the power of the human mind, the power of the human soul that God has invested in us and is willing to turn around in us each and every day that we are willing to invest in ourselves. We are game changers, and we can do it. Welcome to the Game Changers family. We are talking to Representative Stacey Abrams.
Absolutely.
And if it works for wealthy children, it should work for poorer children. Secondly, the issue is that if you're asking teachers to do more, you have to pay more.
Mm-hmm.
And we treat teachers and educators, we require a great deal. And I think that expectation is one they gladly meet, but they then have to be given the support. But we also have to recognize that sometimes it is more expensive. When you have a child who comes to school with 2,000 words in their vocabulary, as opposed to a child who comes to school with 1,000,000 words,
mm-hmm.
it's going to take more to help that child.
Mm-hmm.
And while it's absolutely true that parents and community members have to be more involved in that education, if that parent is working 3 jobs, the likelihood is that they don't have the time. And so
absolutely.
We can't hold the child accountable. We have to provide additional resources to make up the difference.
See, I know how to pick them, guys. When I tell you I am bringing you the best of Game Changers, I am bringing you the best of Game Changers.
Yes, ma'am.
And let me just say a very, very huge welcome to Game Changers, Mr. Jack Engelhard.
I'm so glad to be here. What a beautiful reception.
We have to just talk a little bit about Indecent Proposal. That's what everyone knows you for. Did you know that you had such a hit on your hands when you wrote it?
Oh, wow. I've always been mystified by what happens to somebody who is so rich that he doesn't know what to do with his money. That was one part of it, because at that time I was doing research for another book, and I saw these people at the casinos driving up in these $100,000 cars, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars at the craps table.
Mm.
One particular gentleman at one casino, I couldn't believe what I saw. And I wondered then, what could he want? What could he... Yeah, he can buy anything he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Can he buy love?
If I may coin a favorite teacher, he said, do your best, be your best, look your best. Charles Stanley said that. But it is not enough just to show up. We must show up prepared to cover the beat, as Eric does. Write the novels like Lillian, her husband, and the renowned Jack Engelhard do. Otherwise, we become a part of the fodder for someone else's dreams. We can start by stopping. Stop asking for permission. Stop wondering. Stop doubting. Stop waiting on someone else or something else. Stop apologizing. Stop making excuses. Stop regretting. Just stop. And use what is in your hands.